Good morning. An increasing southeasterly wind off the Atlantic Ocean overnight kept temperatures on the mild side across interior New York and New England, most everyone staying in the middle and high 60s, and that's where we stand early this morning. That southeast breeze also transporting in abundant moisture from the ocean, and that's being wrung out in the form of scattered showers and also areas of drizzle. On the weather map, a cool front is slowly moving through western and central New York with a round of steadier and heavier rain. That's moving in our direction, but it'll take its time getting here. So scattered showers to start the day today. Then, as we get deeper into the afternoon, the steady and heavier rain will move through the western Catskills and Mohawk Valley, also into the western Adirondacks. By this evening, the heaviest rain will be across New York State and then New England overnight tonight. Along with the heavier rain, there could be some flooding concerns, and a flood watch is out for the central part of New York State, and also some rumbles of thunder and heavier bursts of rain as the front moves through. Temperatures today will stay in the upper 60s and lower 70s before pulling back after the front passes through overnight tonight down into the 40s and 50s. This will leave us with mainly dry weather for the day tomorrow. We'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and with the upper-level energy still to move through, we still run the risk of a couple of passing showers and highs in the upper 60s. More of the same for Sunday, just a touch unsettled with a passing shower, otherwise partly sunny, in the middle to upper 60s. A cool pool of air associated with the same system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be overhead on Monday, so more clouds and scattered showers likely, with highs staying in the 60s before bouncing back to around 70 with a scattered shower on Tuesday. It looks like we'll dry it out for the day on Wednesday in the lower 70s before the next system heads our way with the chance of more scattered showers on Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood watches and warnings are out from western and central New York into the mid-Atlantic region. Heavy rain associated with that advancing cold front could range from 2 to 4 inches locally, which would produce flooding in these areas into the day tomorrow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Bandara, Indonesia at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Akron Canton Regional Airport in Ohio at 8:18 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 46 degrees with a southeast wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 10 above zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain, 69 degrees, the dew point 61. 76% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.95 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 20 at Flasher and Hettinger, both in North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. Boston, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, rain, then clearing with highs in the 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature, 68, that's 10 degrees above normal. 0.09 of an inch of rainfall yesterday. For the month now, 0.72, which is 0.91 below normal. And 11.67 inches for the year, which is 1.13 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees. The average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 1991. And the record low, 33, in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:12 p.m. 14 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers early today, then a steadier rain developing toward evening. Highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, a rumble of thunder possible with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and drizzle early today with a steadier rain later in the afternoon and into the evening. Highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, possibly a thunderstorm, with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and steadier and heavier rain moving through during the afternoon, breezy and humid with temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Readings will fall back through the 60s and 50s later this evening. More rain overnight tonight, could be heavy at times, especially this evening, maybe a thunderstorm, lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, then a steadier rain through the evening hours with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers this morning and then a steadier rain toward evening, highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain tonight, heavy at times, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain in New England first thing in the morning, then a drying trend with a mix of sun and clouds everywhere during the afternoon. Still the risk of a passing shower in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower Sunday, upper 60s. More showers Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid to upper 60s. A scattered shower Tuesday near 70. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Wednesday. And another chance for showers Thursday with highs in the lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.